Hey guys, I'm your host Brandon, and I'm going to tell you about the Pamela Smart case. And this woman is something else, so get ready for this one, because it's pretty good. Pamela Smart is an American woman who was convicted of murder on her own husband, Greg Smart. She had her 15-year-old student, Billy Flynn, be the one to pull the trigger. But before we get too far into that side of the story, let's go back to when Pam met Greg. So Pam met Greg at a 1986 New Year's Eve party and became a thing in around February of 1987. They ended up getting married 2 years later, and 7 months into the marriage, they started having some issues. So Pam ended up taking a job as a media coordinator at Winnicott High School in Hampton, New Hampshire, where she met sophomore Billy Flynn. Now, Billy at the time was trying to win a contest for a juice commercial, and Pam being the media coordinator, they met through that project. Pam also ended up meeting Cecilia, who went to school with Billy, and Pam became friends with her, and Cecilia and Billy would go to Smart's house quite a bit to work on the project, but it quickly turned into something completely different for Billy and Pam. On May 1st of 1990, Pam came home from a meeting at work to find her husband Greg dead. Pam is later accused of seducing 15-year-old Billy Flynn and threatened to stop having sex with him unless he killed her husband, and Flynn did just that with the help of his friends, Patrick Randall, who helped with the shooting, Vance Latime, who provided the gun and drove the getaway car, and then there was Raymond Fowler, who just chilled in the backseat while it was all going down. Latime's father actually found the gun, too, and it was a .38 caliber pistol. But on May 14th of 1990, an anonymous tip suggested that Cecilia knew about all of this. Cecilia even went as far to tell the police about whenever her and Billy would go over to Pam's house when Greg was not there, and they would watch movies. And there was one time where Cecilia, Billy, and Pam were watching movies, and they got done with the first movie, and Billy and Pam go upstairs to Pam's bedroom, and so Cecilia stayed downstairs to watch the movie by herself. Feeling very awkward, she decides to go up there and see what's going on to find Billy and Pam on the floor having sex. And a couple months later, next thing you know, on August 1st, 1990, Pamela Smart is arrested. Smart's trial was watched all over, and it got a lot of media attention because, if convicted, she was going to face life in prison. One thing that I found very surprising was that Pam openly said that one day Greg did not come home at night, like he normally does from work, and never got a call from him or anything like that. But instead, he comes home the next morning and admits to actually cheating on Pam. And her openly saying that just let the prosecutors have something else to use against her during the trial. Another big thing that the prosecutors used against Pam was that she used Billy to kill her husband so that she would get out of an expensive divorce and benefit from a $140,000 life insurance policy. And after a 14-day trial, Smart was found guilty of being an accomplice to first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and witness tampering. And that witness tampering came from Pamela harassing Cecilia to not say anything to the authorities or to even lie to them. Smart was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And she is still serving that life sentence today. And the boys have already been released from prison, and Smart has told reporters that Flynn is the key to her freedom, and he just has to tell the truth, but she doesn't think he will do that. But thank you guys for listening. I'm Brandon. Next time I'm going to be talking about the West Memphis 3. Stay tuned for that, and have a good one.